out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Thank you.
why does it look like my fingers are in the wrong place? That's because this song requires some special stuff. So this is Oska T, O-S-K-A, space T, period, which I always thought was somebody's name, but according to Robin D.G. Kelly's biography, the great book that everyone should read, it is a sort of version of ask for tea in a British accent, which I won't try to do here, but somehow you get from there to there. And it's a riff kind of a tune. So it's just like three phrases and then a finishing phrase, and then there's sometimes a kind of a different first and second ending. But the basic thing is that the right hand has these fifths. And you're looking at my hand and saying, wait, those are major thirds you're playing, but actually these strings are tuned F to C and a fifth here. Top note is C, D flat, E flat, F, G flat, A flat. So that's, you could do that in normal guitar tuning, that's not too bad. But then the left hand is like impossible because it's an E flat, so that's off the range of the guitar. So you can tune to the E flat to get that note, and then the next note is A flat, which you can't get because it's on the same string. So you could tune the next string to A flat. And then the same problem is with the next note, which is a B flat, which you can't get unless you stop the A flat from ringing. So you can tune the bottom three strings there. It's pretty massive detuning for the guitar, but if you're into that kind of thing. That's the tetrachord that, you know, that's the same kind of sound that you hear in Love Supreme in a different key. And then with these fifths on top, that's the first chord. So what's up with this chord? So this is, maybe I should ask a piano player, but I feel like this is kind of easy on piano, but it's really hard on guitar. But it's like, it's just a shape. So the shape being like E flat, A flat, B flat, that shape, and then moved up a half step to EAB. So that's the same shape where there's a whole step between the top two notes. And then you move it up again, and the same, like the adjacent white keys there have like a black key in between them, right? But the adjacent white keys B, C, then they don't. So, but it's still the same shape, F, B, C. That's, you know, so. So that's what makes the third chord different then, I guess. Sound of the half step on top as opposed to the whole. Those are the same transposed, and then this one's different. Tritone with the half step. So, basically, then the top note, you put those together. This looks like is like a C9 chord, but it comes out being, you know, B, C, A flat, E flat. But I'm just playing the position, the formation of like a C9 chord, like when you play 1-3 flat 7-9. And if you put the flat 5 on the bottom, what you would call an F sharp normally, but it's an F here. That's the first. that's the riff. Like a typical kind of lick in A flat, but with this other tuning, so it requires like totally weird fingering. So, but this is not too bad. It looks like you're playing minor sevenths. So I'm going sliding into the seventh fret. Describe these things really. Looks like you're playing D flat six, but you're playing A flat. So that's the way I can. And if I want to do it an octave up, it's a little different. You end up here. Articulation, I kind of nice to get that. Yeah. Oops. So that's the vibe. That's kind of a nice tempo, actually. I got to try to remember that. So, you know, you could, of course, really check a lot of stuff out with this tuning. Like, for example, fourth, third, second string, those are stacked fifths. Opens up a lot of possibilities. And you can even, if you put the bottom string in, you have another fifth on the bottom. You can go. The combinations of the two. Oops, that's different. That's the middle fourth strings. And the top four. With a third on top, like in the Police song. And then, like, that's a regular circle of fifths. It's dominant seventh chords. Substitutions. I Oh yeah, look, so. So these are stacked fifths, so let's say I move the top one to the right. I mean, the top one up. I get a minor triad. I move the lower, or if I did the opposite, move the lower one down, I get a major. But if I do both, I get an augmented. And I could put like a formation, like a E, normally you'd play as an E7 sharp 9. Comes out. So a chord progression like what you would normally call E7 sharp 9 to like A13 to D7 sharp 9, G13, that kind of formation, you know. This thing. Wow. I'm putting in some little extra bass notes. Straight. Maybe. That's wild. So, oops. Sorry about that. So anyway, you can get carried away. But the basic sound, and that can be transposed. Just tune the guitar in some totally different way and just see what sounds are released by that, you know. You don't have to make different fingerings because the strings are different, so you can use your same physical formations, but different sounds come out. And you have to give up on your ability to actually figure out what's happening because it's too hard. Regular guitar is hard enough. So, okay, see you next time.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.